The U.S. dollar has come under some more pressure as the week gets going on the back of recession fears following the U.S. administration's reaffirmation of its contentious tariff policy. President Trump dismissed market concerns, labeling the tariffs necessary medicine, urging the Fed to cut rates, predicting unprecedented U.S. wealth, while refusing to lower tariffs without eliminating trade deficits. His economic team downplayed market unrest as fleeting, with some anticipating a forthcoming boom. Equity markets haven't felt reassured, with the Nikkei dropping as much as 7.8% overnight and European markets declining around 4%. U.S. equity futures briefly plummeted 20% from December peaks, but have since recovered somewhat. In FX markets, the Aussie dollar hit a post-pandemic low against the U.S. dollar, while the Swiss franc weakened to its lowest since early October of 2024. The Japanese prime minister has planned an urgent U.S. visit to propose a broad deal to Trump, and China has signaled potential monetary easing to counter tariff impacts, boosting its government bonds as yields near record lows. In Europe, German industrial production dropped 1.3% in February, exceeding the expected 1% decline, while the Eurozone Centex Investor Confidence Index sank to -19.5 in April, far below the forecasted -9 and the weakest since October of 2023. Looking ahead, we get some Fed speak and the Bank of Canada's Q1 business outlook survey. That's all for now.